I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Teachers have had to stay flexible as rising COVID cases lead some Connecticut school districts back to full remote learning. Others are continuing in hybrid, and some remain open for full in-person learning. Everyone agrees teaching and learning are stressful in a pandemic. Many educators are turning to an online course aimed at helping to support their social and emotional well-being. Alicia Price says shifting back and forth between in-person and remote learning has been tough. She teaches social studies and literacy at Hallin School in Bridgeport.
I am an educator, so I love being with my kids. I love being at work. So if I had a choice, I would much rather be in school. I think that, you know, we're going to have to work extra hard to just try to make sure that we keep students engaged as well as managing their emotions and their feelings is going to be a task.
A free online course is designed to help with that. 25,000 people have registered. Teachers, principals, and school staff learn to understand their own feelings, plus coping strategies to support students. Mark Brackett is director of the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, which developed the course. He says there are several reasons why teachers need to pay attention to stress, the first of which is that it's just not good for your health.
The second is something that's relevant to education in particular, which is that stress is contagious. So we say a stressed out leader is a stressed out school, a stressed out teacher is a stressed out classroom. And so we want to be mindful that our children in our classrooms are observing our teachers' facial expressions, body language, vocal tone, the words that are coming out. And if it looks frenetic and it feels scary, kids will take on those feelings.
Brackett says emotionally skilled educators are less likely to burn out on the job and more likely to create engaging learning experiences for their students, whether in person or online. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.